Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Saturday was a very special day for former Patriot, the great number 80, Troy Brown, when he was inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame. Fans were camped out all afternoon in anticipation for the ceremony, and to show their support for Brown, he will go into the Patriots Hall of Fame as the 18th player. Here's a recap in case you missed it.
We're from Dunstable, Mass. Here to see Troy. Wouldn't miss it for the world. Favorite player ever. Best Patriot.
You don't have to look far to find support for Troy Brown. From his fans to the Patriots owner Robert Kraft, Troy Brown is someone special for many reasons that go beyond the football field.
He earned the respect and admiration of his coaches, his teammates, and all of the fans out there for his unselfishness, hard work, leadership, and clutch performances. For 15 years, Troy Brown didn't adhere to the Patriot way. He defined it.
And Saturday was a day for Brown to be honored for those reasons and much more.
And to learn the aspect of the game, playing the game of football from Troy Brown was just one of the most a blessing to me, really, as a football player, because we all know how to play football when we get to this level. We all know how to do it, but you have to learn how to be a professional. Either way, from learning from someone like Troy Brown or learning from another player. And Troy Brown was that person for me, and that's why he's my idol.
While the crowds screamed his name, Brown wasn't the only one to receive a standing ovation. The foundation of learning the Patriot way for Brown started early in the home, and he accredits it all to his mother.
And I get asked the question a lot. What made you want to do this? What made you want to play defense? What made you want to do these different things? Well, when I talk about my mother, she is one of the most unselfish people that you ever come across in your life. She was my mother and she was my father when he was absent from my life. So she did a very good job of teaching me the Patriot way. So it started early on, Mr. Kraft.
Former Patriots shared stories from the past and, of course, had a little fun in the process.
But I remember Troy coming into the defensive meeting room. And just as Troy was a leader by example, he didn't speak much. He was a quiet guy at times. Quietly, he snuck into the back of the defensive meeting room when Coach Belichick asked him to play defensive back. And me and Vrabes, Mike Vrabel, Rodney Harrison, were in the back. Because Ty's back, the vets are in the back. Young kids gotta listen, you get in the front. So we're in the back, and all of a sudden we're looking around. Troy, what are you doing here? And Troy just goes.
And when he looks back on this moment in years to come, how will Troy Brown cherish it?
I looked up and I saw so many people lining the steps and just people cheering, and makes you feel good about everything you were able to do and able to accomplish out on the football field, out in the community, because to me it's really even more about the stuff I did off the football field.
The hall is overflowing with love and support for Troy Brown, but as the event comes to a close, we will set our sights for the home opener against the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. For all things Patriots, keep it locked right here on Toyota's Patriots Today, and we'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.